Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Be a Sequoia. Not a Bonsai, the 7 Growth Secrets of the World's Most Successful Companies is a business and growth strategy book by Nicolas Darveau-Garneau, a former Google chief evangelist. It is aimed primarily at revenue leaders, marketers, CROs, CMOs, RevOps professionals, and executives who want to build durable growth rather than chase short-term efficiency. The book argues that many organizations behave like bonsai trees carefully optimized, constrained, and kept small by an over-reliance on vanity metrics and narrow performance targets. In contrast, Sequoia companies invest in long-term value creation, profitable customer relationships, and systems that compound over time. Drawing on experience from advising many companies, the book presents a practical framework built around 7 growth principles. Its purpose is not to offer abstract theory, but to help readers rethink how growth is measured, where profit really comes from, and how teams can test changes quickly with low risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central sequoia versus bonsai metaphor redefines what healthy growth means. The book's most distinctive idea is its comparison between sequoias and bonsai trees. A bonsai is shaped through careful pruning, which makes it look controlled and efficient, but prevents it from becoming large. That image is used to critique companies that prioritize short-term discipline, tidy dashboards, and apparent efficiency over scale and resilience. A sequoia, by contrast, grows high, deep, and strong because it invests in long-term structure rather than cosmetic optimization. This metaphor matters because it shifts the growth conversation away from activity and toward durability. The book suggests that many businesses confuse being optimized with being healthy, when those are not the same thing. In practical terms, the sequoia model pushes leaders to ask whether their current operating habits are creating an organization that can compound value over years, or merely maintain control in the present. The metaphor is memorable, but it is not decorative. It organizes the book's core argument that real growth depends on architecture, not just efficiency. Secondly, profit should replace vanity metrics as the main measure of marketing performance. A major theme in the book is that many teams optimize the wrong numbers. Metrics such as customer acquisition cost and return on ad spend can be useful, but the book argues they become misleading when treated as the main goal. If a company uses those indicators too narrowly, it may reward campaigns that look efficient while quietly reducing long-term profit. The book's point is that true growth depends on measuring what customers are worth over time, not only what they cost to acquire. That shift changes how budgets are allocated, how campaigns are judged, and how AI-driven systems are trained. Instead of asking how to spend less for each result, leaders should ask how to generate more total profit from the right customers. This is a concrete strategic reframe, not a slogan. It also helps explain why the book appeals to executives who are frustrated by dashboards that show motion without improvement. The message is that bad metrics do not just misreport reality, they shape behavior in ways that can slow the business down. Thirdly, customer lifetime value and customer quality matter more than raw acquisition volume. Another key idea is that growth is not mainly a matter of getting more leads or customers. The book argues that the quality of the customer base has a stronger impact on long-term results than sheer volume. If an organization acquires customers who are unprofitable, difficult to serve, or unlikely to return, then growth in headcount or top-line activity may hide weak economics. The better approach is to identify the most valuable customers and build systems that attract more people like them. This makes customer lifetime value central to strategy. It also changes how teams think about targeting, segmentation, and conversion. Instead of celebrating any new customer, the book encourages leaders to ask whether the acquisition improves the long-term profitability of the portfolio. That is especially important in markets where AI and automation can make it easy to generate more activity without improving outcomes. The book's emphasis on customer quality is therefore both analytical and operational. It affects who gets targeted, what messages are used, and what success means after the sale. Fourthly, brand, customer experience, and experimentation are treated as profit engines, not side functions. The book does not treat branding or customer experience as soft, separate concerns. Instead, it presents them as levers that can increase profit when managed deliberately. A stronger brand can lower friction, improve trust, and attract better customers. A superior customer experience can increase retention, referrals, and willingness to buy again. The book also stresses that these improvements do not require massive reinvention. Many of the examples associated with it point towards simple, low-risk experiments that can be tested quickly and scaled if they work. That experimental approach is important because it makes growth more adaptive and less dependent on big bets. Rather than waiting for a major transformation project, teams can test changes in messaging, journeys, offers, or measurement, and learn fast. This creates a culture where improvement is continuous. The underlying logic is that profit growth comes from connected systems the brand brings in the right people. The experience keeps them engaged, and experimentation finds better ways to serve them. Each function supports the others, which is why the book frames them as part of one growth engine. Lastly, the book links growth strategy to organizational alignment and AI-era decision-making. A deeper layer of the book is its concern with alignment inside the company. It argues that growth fails when strategy, execution, culture, and measurement point in different directions. For example, leadership may say it wants profit, but the team may be rewarded for cost efficiency, fast lead volume, or dashboard cleanliness. The book uses the Sequoia framework to show that scaling requires consistent incentives and a shared understanding of what the business is trying to optimize. This becomes even more important in the age of AI. If machine learning systems are fed the wrong signals, they will amplify the wrong behavior faster than before. The book therefore treats data quality and KPI design as strategic choices, not technical details. It also makes room for innovation by arguing that a healthy organization must be willing to test, learn, and adjust without fear of small failures. In that sense, the book is about governance as much as growth. It asks leaders to create conditions where teams can pursue profitable expansion with clarity rather than confusion. In conclusion, this book should be read by revenue leaders, marketers, founders, board members, and executives who are dissatisfied with growth advice that stops at efficiency tuning. It is especially useful for readers who already know the standard playbook of CAC, ROAS, funnels, and conversion optimization, but suspect those tools are not producing durable value. The practical benefit of the book is that it offers a simple but demanding reframing: measure profit, pursue customer quality, and treat experimentation as a continuous operating method. The intellectual benefit is that it exposes how organizations can become trapped by metrics that look disciplined while actually limiting scale. What distinguishes it from many other growth books is its combination of a memorable organizing metaphor, a profit-first viewpoint, and an emphasis on low-risk experiments rather than grand transformation schemes. It does not present growth as a mystery or as a matter of charisma. Instead, it frames growth as a repeatable system built on alignment, long-term value, and better decisions about what to optimize. That makes it a strong fit for leaders who need a usable framework, not just inspiration. If you would like to support Nicolas Darveau-Garneau, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.